3:00.
There's always somebody taller with more of a wit, and he's equipped to enthrall her, and her friends think he's fit, and you just can't make her up, no. You don't have a prayer, wishing that you'd made the most of her when she was there. They've got engaged, no intention of a wedding. He pinched your bird and he'd probably kick your head in. Bigger boys are stolen sweethearts, you're better off without her. All pretty and vain, and likes to go in the sunbed, stays out of the rain so that he don't get his hair wet, cause you wouldn't want that. At least he ain't got a Nova or a Burberry hat. They've got engaged, no intention of a wedding. He's pinched your bird and he'd probably kick your head in. A bigger prize than stolen sweethearts, so you're better off without her. Never did it for me. Picks up at the school gates at 3:20. She's been with all of the boys but never went very far, and she wagged English and science just to go in his car. They got engaged, no intention of a wedding. He pinched my bird and he probably kicked my head in. Oh, now the girls have grown, yeah, but I'm sure that they still carry on in similar ways.
Welcome back to Madam Mills Taste of Rainbow. I'm Matt.
And I'm Mills.
I know, we love that bit. And you were just listening to Arctic Monkeys, Bigger Boys and Stolen Sweethearts. Is that the name of the song?
Yep,
fantastic. Mills was frantically listening to that song during the news to make sure it was radio safe.
After our palaver last week, yes, with the expletive.
Yeah, and you like stopped a song halfway through when they started.
Well, it wasn't even halfway. It was just as soon as it started, I realised that it wasn't going to get any better.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was good.
Also, I think this is our drum roll.
Yes.
We have MSN.
Yes, the MSN. I've managed to make it work. Thank you, Gomi. Yes, I'm great. I made it work. Hopefully it's working. Is it working? Someone's talking to us.
Yes. Harriet is talking to us. Hello, Harriet.
I hope she's listening.
I'm sure she is.
You know, I hope she's listening. No one's texted us in. I'm unimpressed. We haven't had any other comments or requests or even flailing suggestions.
So, yeah, we need flailing suggestions.
You know, this is, you know, another plea. Please do text us in on 07934 974 760. That's 07934 974 760. And let us know. Coming up in this hour, we have Mills' dance class. And
indeed,
we will have it. When do you want to do it? When do you think you're going to be fit and ready?
Shall we play a song and then do it?
Oh, very soon. Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't
love it. I love it. We will do it. I'm going to play a jumpy song to get us into the mood for jumping around and dancing.
Yay. What are you going to play? I'm intrigued.
You'll find out in a second.
Oh.
You know.
I have no privileges as your co-host, honestly.
I know, sorry. I know, it's just the way it goes. And also this hour we have horoscopes. We've done Out on a Limb, haven't we? And Rainbow Antics, that's it. And I think that's all I said that was going to happen today.
And Duck Hunt.
And Duck Hunt. That will come out at some point, yes. Yes, anyway, we're going to play a really upbeat song, and then Mills is going to find a song to accompany her dancing, whichever style that might be this week. So I'm going to play this. Everyone will know it as soon as it starts playing, because it really is a jumping, you know, party tune. Enjoy. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain. You're listening to Burst. I'm watching you.
Wow.
Again with the scary eye dent.
Sorry.
you were going to say the song was good, weren't you?
No, I was going to say the song was fantastic, you know, but there wasn't any real flailing from me. So
no, you were quite subdued.
I was quite subdued for that. So, you know, still waiting for these flailing texts, which I'm still waiting for.
Apparently this is safe.
Apparently this is safe. Excellent. We'll play this then.
Okay,
so
cool.
Mills has been frantically trying to find a song for the dance class, which is actually radio safe.
Yeah, well, It's not my fault that the type of music that I dance to is not exactly radio safe, radio friendly.
Radio friendly. Anyway, what do explain? What kind of a? Actually, no. Sorry. Before we start, I've got to play that funky intro.
Okay.
Again, where is it? Here we go.
This is a good one, yeah. Yes. Who's there?
That's right. Right, there we go. Just had to get that in.
I love that though.
I know.
That's almost my flail track bit thing. It's not quite a track, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway. Or like 10 seconds of it. Anyway, yes. Wait, you are going to ask a question.
Yes. What sort of dancing are we going to do this week?
Well, I've been told that I'm not allowed to do break dance again.
No, that hurt.
Because it hurt.
Yeah.
I was fine.
Well, you're used to it. You take the lessons. I don't. Do I look flexible?
Actually, Matt, you do. During our love-in, you had a very weird position going on. Anyway. Yes. I'm going to do street dance today.
Excellent.
Simply because I haven't actually been to a hip-hop class yet. They keep getting cancelled.
When do you think you'll be going to a hip-hop dance? Dance class?
Hopefully on Friday.
Also, maybe next Monday we can have some hip-hop.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks there were supposed to be lessons, but they weren't on. They kept getting cancelled. I don't really know what's going on.
Oh, wow.
I just keep turning up and then going home again.
Well, there we go. But anyway, we're going to do some street dance today.
Okay, can we have the black mic up so I can go over there?
Black mic, certainly. Oh, I'll just put it up for you. I think that's up. That's working.
You'll have to talk into it and I'll let you know your levels.
Just to explain about the black mic, it's on the other side of the studio. And there's much more space on that side because there aren't the desks and the knobs and the slidey things and the buttons and everything that Matt's touching and I'm just leaving alone because everything goes wrong.
I'll be standing by all of that stuff. I'll be dancing in this tiny little gangway.
Well, we can move the chairs out the way and then you can have the whole gangway.
The entire gangway.
Yeah. Okay, so I will go round. Also, Harriet, just bear with me 1 second. So I'm not in front of the computer now. Right.
Scuttle.
Hello, testing.
Talk a bit louder.
Testing. Does that work?
Yeah,
is that
all right? yeah, that's working.
Okay, you might want to put it up a bit because I'll probably move away from it.
Okay, I think you're fine.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, just don't touch it. Yeah, that's up quite high now, so if you're standing away from it. Yeah, okay, I think that's fine.
All right, can we have music?
Music?
I told y'all I was gonna
bump like these. Anyway, I'll put the music down. Okay, right, I'm up, I'm ready.
Right, ready?
Yes.
Okay, start with your legs kind of apart.
Legs apart.
Okay, what's with the bouncing?
I'm into it.
Okay. What you're gonna do is you're gonna take your left knee and you're gonna put it like in and then out again. And you're gonna do that twice. And it's really quick, it's like one, two.
It's like a Michael Jackson move.
Right, so one, two.
Yeah, one, two, right. So is my knee in or out?
No. It's gonna end up out.
Right, it's out, okay.
Yeah, so it goes in, out.
You shake it all about.
Yeah.
We're doing hokey cokey in the studio here.
Right. And then you're going to do a bit of a jump type thing where your right leg is going to jump and it's going to land where your left leg is.
Okay.
Well, was. And then in the process, your left leg will get shifted off a bit, like to the left.
Okay, I'm ready for this then.
So, hang on, I'll come round and I'll demonstrate.
Okay.
So,
I'm doing your leg thing and then I do this. Excellent, right, Kate, right, I've got that one.
Okay, right, you're with us at home, we're all bouncing.
I hope they are.
Right, so you've gone 1-2 with your knee.
Yep. And I've jumped.
3-4 with your jump.
I've jumped, yes.
Okay, and then your arms come up.
in like a ripple.
No, just your hands, and you tense them in that, like... You just have some tension from your like elbow down to the tips of your fingers.
I'm very tense.
Yes. Matt does look a bit like a statue. Alright, and then hands gonna come round. to the other side, so you're now facing right. And then you're going to do...
I'm going this side,
yeah. You need to reverse everything. Should I do it
that way? No, no, no. Just continue. You can continue.
Okay,
I'll get it.
So you're facing right now.
Yes.
And then you're going to do another one of those jump things where you're... But in the other direction. So your left leg is going to jump and land where your right leg was, and your right leg gets shifted a bit to the right.
Okay, right.
Ready?
Here I go. Okay, yes.
Right, so now with that move, there are also arms involved, because your arms are up here, and it looks a bit stupid if you go. So you look a bit like a horse.
Yes.
So what you do with your hands is you do a bit of a scissor action. So you go. So like as your left leg comes up, so does your left arm.
Okay.
And then your other hand just follows, a bit like a scissor motion.
Okay.
Right, so should we go there from the beginning?
From the beginning. Is that the end of like the dance class?
Running out
of time
with
the song.
Okay, right.
So basically, right.
Knee.
I think I know it. You know.
Okay.
Let's just do it, shall we?
Yeah.
Here we go.
One, two with the knee.
Oh.
And jump. And hands. And switch. And scissor hands.
And fantastic.
Yay.
What was that move called? What was that?
Do you
want to make up a name for that?
Which one?
That combination you've just given us.
Well, hang on. I'm just trying to work out if it's an eight. Yeah, that is an eight. So consider that the first eight.
First eight of street dance.
With Matt and Mills.
Right.
Fantastic. Can I come back round now? I feel really lonely.
You can come back round. I'll turn the black mic down. Fantastic. That was a lot more friendly than last week when we were on the floor.
The floor was good.
And we all me and Tim fell over. And you're the only one that stayed standing. Anyway, that was Street Dance with Mills. Fantastic. We should play a song, shouldn't we? We should play a playlist song.
Yes.
And we are going to play a playlist song. Which one did you like the sound of? Robin.
Oh, yes,
Robin.
Yes.
We're going to play Robin.
Did play it last week, but I think it deserves another play.
We had a Robin moment, didn't we? Had Robin moments with people. I haven't. Luke Hobbs.
Yes, out to Luke Hobbs.
If he's listening,
hopefully. Who miraculously appeared yesterday when they were playing Robin in the Shilling.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
When it started, I was like, where's Luke? Luke can't be here Luke has to be here when this song's on. But he miraculously appeared halfway through the song. So
yeah.
This is for Luke.
This is Robin going out to Luke Hobbs. Handle me. Yes.
Luke, handle me. Handle me.
Yeah, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. Thank you very much. Anyway, here's the song.
Yeah, I heard about some guy that you beat pretty bad and got in the papers.
Sure.
You own a cool bar and I hear you get far with every waitress.
Yeah.
I saw you on a poster. Your song is the bomb, but you're outrageous.
Sure.
You live in large with your crib and your cars, and that's just great, but let me tell you how it be. You won't get with this, you see, 'cause you can't handle me. It's a simple fact that you can't seem to handle me. No matter how you act with them, you can't handle me. You gotta really say you got my back, but you're a selfish, narcissistic, psycho freaking. And you can't handle me.
Yeah.
You make your big move and I see, and I used to be rejected.
Sure.
You're making that call to your guy, and I'm sure you're well connected.
Yeah.
Judging from the line you just passed, you are well known and respected.
Sure.
When me and my girls come participate in something you directed. You see, 'cause you can't handle me. It's a simple fact that you can't seem to handle me. No matter how you act with them, you can't handle me. You gotta really say you got my back, but you're a selfish, narcissistic, psycho freaking boot licking, you spiny creeping. You can't handle me.
Yeah.
I think you're kinda cute when you try and act like you ain't looking.
Sure.
I think
make you kind of fly, and your ride sure is off the hook, and yeah. Wish you could take my mind off of things for some time and take me shopping. Sure. You writing those rhymes and the acts you produce are really kicking. But let me tell you how it be. You won't get with this, you see, 'cause you can't handle me. It's a simple fact that you can't seem to handle.
This is Phil Jupitus and you're listening to Burst, and remember, it's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralysed, in the words of Kenny Rogers.
Yep, that was Robin with
Handle Me.
I like that song. I'm going to go home and I'm going to purchase it. I like it that much.
It's really good. I love it. That was The Ident. You are listening to Matt and Mills, Taste the Rainbow.
Yes.
I am Mills.
And I am Matt.
We're milking this now.
I know. We're going a bit too far, don't we?
Okay, we may have to restrict ourselves to like one every hour.
One every hour. Yeah.
So I mix it up, do it the wrong way around.
Yeah, I know. It confuses people, doesn't it?
Indeed.
It does indeed.
Do you know someone asked me whether I was Charlie last night?
Were you Charlie?
Yeah. Presumably because we are short.
But you're shorter than Charlie.
Yeah, well...
And you're wearing a T-shirt with your name on it.
I don't know. And if you haven't noticed, I'm much more tan. I don't know what's going on.
We can't really mistake the two of you, can we? Anyway, shall we do horoscopes? I'm going to do horoscopes.
Yes.
Horoscopes. Astrological moments. Astrological moments. Do I have anything that's like an astrological-sounding theme?
I have lots of Asiatic-type-sounding things.
Let's try this.
I'm getting down with that.
There you go. We'll put that in the background. There you go. Lightly. That's this is astrological moments. I'm an Aquarius. So I'm going to read out my all you Aquariuses out there. My horoscope. It's quite a good one.
I think you've just made me blow.
Fantastic. Anyway, my horoscope for Aquarius. The moon visits the heart of your chart, and a relationship that has got too intense will be more relaxed, making it good for love. Snap up that second chance at work or in a contest. You have the best ideas when these vital others fill their views count. These vital others fill their views count. Luck dresses like a rock star. Now, I'm going to a Halloween party on Wednesday, and I'm thinking there might be someone there dressed as a rock star. It's Halloween, so quite possibly dressed like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep, possibly.
And he'll be my luck, or she'll be my luck.
Indeed.
Lady Luck or Lord Luck?
Well, what are you expecting from Lady Luck?
I don't know. But, you know, horoscopes are, you know, quite vague. So, luck. Maybe they'll give me something.
Money?
Maybe they'll introduce me to someone for a relationship.
True.
Maybe they'll give me a tip on a horse. I don't know. Anyway, I've got yours here as well.
Okay. Shall I read it?
You want to read it? Yeah, you can read it.
Well, have you not heard the superstition that it's... It's unlucky to have someone else read out your horoscope.
I see, okay.
So, seeing as we're in that kind of superstitious horoscope place, I thought I'd put that out there. Right, I am a Virgo. So, Virgos. The moon visits the most business-like part of your chart to keep your emotions calm and your mind clear, helping at work and in any kind of test. You could be surprised when someone who seemed casual about love is now keen to move in together. Single? The initial D is the one. Right, well, I read that a little bit earlier. I could definitely do with business-like abilities. I've got two essays to write for next Friday and I haven't started either of them, so that'll be really useful. Thank you. Thank you, Mystic Meg. And I'm single, so apparently the initial D is the one.
But you can't find anyone with D.
Well, so. I had a look through my Facebook and everyone that came up was either straight, male, or... gay. men.
Gay men.
Gay men.
Yeah. So that's not
It's not looking
but
promising.
Maybe there'll be someone from D as our weekly shilling itch.
Indeed. Or maybe someone with the initial D will introduce me to someone.
Maybe.
I didn't think of that before.
Anyway.
This is what I don't like about horoscopes. They're so vague.
I know.
And I mean, it's hard, but I have problems believing that this kind of very supposedly specific, but actually quite vague blurb is going to apply to everyone who is born within a month of me.
I know.
I have issues with that.
I know. I don't really like them, but you know, I think they're a bit of fun.
They are indeed.
It's nice reading them and trying to relate them to your life. Trying to find things in your life that you can relate them to.
Oh, I think we should keep this and see what happens next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
We'll keep this one and we'll have a fresh horoscope next week. And we'll see if anything's happened with these ones.
Yeah, like, because obviously we forget. Like, we read them and get excited and then we go home and... Bleh. So, yeah. Look out for someone with the initial D for me, please.
Indeed. So, yeah, that's the end of that Derude... bit of a loop there.
Like that.
That's one of Johnny Bristol's favourites.
I really like that. That was...
Yeah. I feel I should say that something was played after our ident earlier and no one has phoned in, texted in, or run up to the studio in a fit of, you know, excitement.
Huffing and puffing.
Huffing and puffing and falling through the door in an attempt to win these signed Matt and Mills... Skittles. It worked so well last week.
Indeed, it did.
And no one's come forward. So
well, if no one calls in, I think we get to eat the Skittles.
Maybe we get to eat the Skittles. I'm going to try one more time. The burst mobile number is 07934974760.
And the burst studio landline number is 01179545777.
So, you know... First person to text or phone is going to win these Skittles, you know, and they're very sought after, they really are. Otherwise, we'll put them on eBay and make, like, £2,000.
Yeah, exactly. So, don't be stupid.
You know.
Get off your bum. Text in, phone in. Run up to the studio.
Do anything, just, you know.
Feeling a bit alone here. You know,
I do. Coming in a bit is a flailing tune, because we've had... a suggestion in by a lovely guy called Sebastian.
Yes, yes. We all love Seb.
He suggested a song and we'll play it. And we'll see how I flail.
Indeed.
We'll see how it rates on the flailing meter. Now, I was going to play something else as well. Well, we've talked about everything. No, we haven't done Rainbow Antics. But we should play a song and then do Rainbow Antics.
Yeah, what would you like to play, Matt?
I've chosen like them all today. Would you like to choose something?
Well, I did choose one earlier. Should I choose another one?
If you can give me the name of it very, very quickly.
Oh, gosh.
Ants Parks. All Saints. Fantastic. Oh, that's too long.
Can we have a song by... Oh dear, I wasn't expecting to choose.
Anyone, please.
All American Rejects.
That's right at the top.
Yes. Swing, Swing.
Swing, Swing, if I can see it. Swing, 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 I see it. This is Swing, Swing by the All American Rejects, chosen by Mills. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Phil Jupitus off of Television's Never Mind the Buzzcocks, and Never Mind, you're listening to Burst.
Indeed, yeah. Never Mind, you're listening to Burst.
I know.
Whole point.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm in a bit of a funny feeling mood at the moment, I don't know why.
What's going on,
Matt? I don't know, it was like emotional trauma.
Oh,
I feel so unloved.
Oh.
But anyway, we'll cheer up, because it's time for Rainbow Antics! Woo! Do I have an intro to that?
I don't know.
Oh, I probably do.
Do you?
What can I play for that one? What's good? Oh, how about... No, hang on.
This is making riveting radio.
Just a minute. I know what I'm after. I just didn't have it prepared. I do apologise.
I see. Well, while Matt is looking...
Yeah.
Please do anticipate this. What better be a wonderful intro now?
Oh, it is. Well, it's more of a loop, but actually, here we go. I think it's this one.
Okay, go on.
Sorry, All American Rejects are still playing. Leave it. Anyway. it goes right out. I think this is the one. That's not what I wanted. No, this is what I wanted.
Surely that's not radio safe.
Anyway, that's enough of that. And let's do Rainbow Antics.
Yeah, definitely enough of that. I'm not impressed.
I'll have to find something better for Rainbow Antics next week.
Something more appropriate for daytime radio, please.
Yes, I'll try. All of these things were too long that I was going to play, so anyway.
Okay, enough of the excuses. Anyway. Rainbow Antics. This week, as we said, we went to see Tess Bickers last night, but apart from that, Thursday night out, usual shillingage.
I know. It was a good one. I remember this shillingage, because the shillingage before, I was, you know, a bit too drunk and slightly forgetful. Let's say the next day I was forgetful of what I actually did. But yes. You know, this week I actually remembered, and there were some new couples getting together.
It was very cute.
Against pillars. I'll point that one out. That's how people get together in the shilling. It involves two faces and a pillar.
I've never been involved with a pillar.
Neither have I. But then again, my love record at the shilling isn't very good.
I've managed to get away from the pillar. I'll put it that way. Yes, there is a wonderful new couple that I think is very, very cute. And I'm not going to name any names because that was just... Yeah, you know, it would not be very nice.
We don't name names on Taste the Rainbow.
But I don't know if they're listening.
I don't think they are, but if they are, you know... We love you, and you probably know who you are.
Yeah, and you're very lovely.
You're very lovely.
I'll give you a hug.
I'll give you a hug as well, although that might just seem a bit odd.
Anyway, so that was the shilling. We might have a shilling moment soon, do you reckon?
No, we're having a wonky moment.
Oh, yes, we're having a wonky moment. We will have a shilling moment next week, most probably.
Yes, but so every week there's going to be a shilling moment, apart from the week before involved the last Friday of the month, in which point we'll have a wonky moment.
Yes.
Because Wonky is a monthly club night, last Friday of every month at Warehouse. It's sort of like gay, happy, friendly.
It's for homos who don't like hard house.
That is how they do describe it.
So yes.
Yeah.
Unless we both go to the beer keller on a Friday. That could be quite fun.
Yeah, we could have a keller moment.
Indeed.
You know, but you know, you'll have to do quite a lot to actually convince me to go to the beer keller.
Can I just give you lots to drink?
You can. It worked to get me down to Ramshackle once. It really did.
I haven't been to Ramshackle.
Never.
I keep meaning to.
Oh, you're missing. I do actually quite like it. I do. It's like, you know, it's nice. I like it. I'll have to go again at some point.
I've been to Propaganda. Just never got round to Ramshackle. Yeah.
So,
anyway,
yeah, we had a wonky. Although there weren't enough people there at Wonky for my. My liking. Not too many of my friends were there.
Oh, so it wasn't actually empty.
There was a lot of people there. Just like my main group of friends weren't. So it was a bit like, oh, you know, I'm missing out a bit.
But you did enjoy Wonky.
I did enjoy Wonky for the time I was there.
It's just progress.
I know, because I hated it last year.
Yeah, well, last year Matt and I had an ongoing argument about wedgies versus Wonky.
You know. But the fact is, now that Wedge is gone on Friday nights, it's every month it's going to have to be wonky for me.
Wasn't the Wedge on at the Beer Keller for a while?
The Wedge is on at the Beer Kellers on Wednesday nights.
They haven't
found a venue for Friday nights yet.
Okay, well, obviously, because there's a night at Beer Keller, which I can't actually say on the radio because it sounds rude.
Oh, yeah, you know, we can't say it.
Yeah.
But
tend to spell it out. That seems a bit juvenile.
Yeah, let's not. And then on Sunday, of course, we went to Test Speakers, and then we went back to the Queen Shilling for Decadence.
Yes.
Which was packed, to say the least. No, that's actually a
lie.
A vast exaggeration. It was not packed at all. It was empty.
I was disappointed. I was expecting big things from Decadence. But, I mean, there were stilt walkers and scantily clad persons dancing on the stage and stuff, but the atmosphere wasn't there.
It had all the elements to be a great night. It's just, like, there weren't enough people there to really enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you didn't go but you knew about it, can you kind of let us know why? Yeah. Because I've been to the Shilling on a Sunday before for various reasons, and it's been much more busy. Yeah. I was quite surprised. I thought there would... Because I thought the regular people who normally come on a Sunday would go anyway.
Yeah.
Did the price put you off? I don't know.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Is it normally cheaper on a Sunday at the Shilling? Is it normally free?
It's like £2.50 or £3, something like that.
And this one, it was like £4.
Yeah, it was £4 with the student card, so I assume it was about £5 without.
Well, that's... Well, maybe it was the price.
It's a bit steep for the Shilling.
I know, yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, let us know, because... Yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
that's like our rainbow antics this week, isn't it?
Yeah, sad note. Oh, well, continuation next week, coming up next week on Rainbow Antics, the KPMG careers thingy, majiggy at the Hawthorns tonight at 6:30, if you want to go to that. And Shillingage, I'm sure.
Shillingage on Thursday.
Yep.
Even if you're straight, you should come down to the Shilling, because you know that Mass and Mills are your most favouritest ever radio presenters, and you know, if you bring a pen and a piece of paper, we'll sign something for you.
Indeed.
If you bring a bag of Skittles, we'll sign that if you
and
want.
And contrary to popular belief, the Shilling is not just full of gay people.
No.
For example, last night, when it wasn't exactly busy, I noticed a straight couple in the corner, looking very happy. And,
happy. Not looking nervous.
No, not at all. They seemed quite involved with each other, to be honest.
Yeah. I've been told today that some of straight people I know are coming.
Today.
I've been told today that they're coming on Thursday.
Oh, good,
We
that's exciting.
We are open, you know.
Yeah.
We're open to straight people coming to the club.
Indeed. Like, we wouldn't... I think we'd be very upset if we got turned away from a club because we were gay.
Exactly.
So, be a bit hypocritical, really.
I know, it would.
So, yeah, come down, have fun.
Indeed.
Enjoy the dance, R&B, and Funky House.
Funky House, yes, exactly.
The Funky House is growing on me, I must admit.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking for a very long time.
Shall we do our wonky moment?
Yes.
We've got a song which is dedicated to wonky, although technically it's not really a wonky song, but it was played on...
Well, it starts to get a bit... fuzzy around the edges towards the end of the night, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wonky. I mean, it's basically what you wouldn't hear at the Shilling, I guess.
I suppose so.
So
this is what they played at Wonky at some point in the night. It's by the fantastic Tony Basil, or Basil. I want to call her Tony Basil, but I bet her name's Tony Basil. Sounds a bit posher, doesn't it?
Yeah, well...
Basil's just a herb or an annoying fox puppet.
Oh, yeah! Basil Brush.
But anyway, shying away from that, this is the song Mickey by Tony Basil.
For everyone who went to Wonky.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was Mickey. That was our wonky moment.
Oh,
week.
Mickey. Oh, Mickey.
Oh, you're so fine. You're so fine. I want to do this flailing moment now.
Okay.
Because then, as we're finishing with Bonnie, you know, we can see how they compare.
True.
And we'll let people know next week. So we're gonna crack on with this flailing moment.
All right, do you want to go for it?
Sorry, anyone that's thinking of texting or phoning in for these skittles, you're too late. We got too tired of waiting, so me and Mills have started eating them. We're having our own rainbow experience.
We're tasting the rainbow.
Oh, we're fantastic. Anyway, song suggested by
Sebastian
was, what was it, Mills?
It was, oh God, I can't remember.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Tina Turner.
Tina Turner, that's the one.
Simply the best. So that's what I'm going to play, basically. So enjoy it. And then after that, we'll chat for a bit more. Then we'll play Bonnie Tyler. And then you can listen to Hello World of Adam Benjamin, who doesn't play anything like what we play on this show.
So if you've been listening for the last 2 hours and been thinking we're absolutely rubbish, just stay tuned.
Yeah. Apparently it gets better.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, this is Simply the Best by Tina Turner.
Simply the best, better than
Hello, I'm back. Mills is on the phone, so she won't be talking for this bit. So I think I've got to wrap up the show, basically. I'll just say that song, Sebastian, bad choice. I was not flailing at all. Next week, you know, someone will have to text in with something a bit better. Anyway, sorry. I'm choking on my Skittles. Coming up next week, we'll be Out on a Limb again. Mills' choice. More fortune cookies, more horoscopes, everything. And yeah, I don't think Mills is going to be around to actually say goodbye, but there we go. Coming up to finish the show is Holding Out for a Hero before Hello World of Alan Benjamin. And he told me he does play Bonnie Tyler because he likes her.
Has played
Bonnie Tyler, you know, so I probably won't play it today. He'll probably be playing, I don't know, Rammstein or something.
TLC.
You're playing some TLC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stay tuned for TLC. It almost makes me want to listen. I would listen if I wasn't walking home. I mean, I'll put it on when I get home, actually. Save TLC until after 5 o'clock, then I'll listen to it.
I'm back.
Oh, Mills is back. Mills had a phone call. Who was that?
It was from a guy called Dane who's setting up, helping a school in Bath set up a radio station for a school for their science week.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, I'll pass that message on to Will.
Yes, I've got number and
excellent.
Name.
Well, I'll get in contact with Will and I'll let him know that. Fantastic. Yes. We've got about 16 seconds left. So we'll have a perfectly smooth run through into the news because I like it when it all works. So okay. Is there anything you want to say in these last 6 seconds, Mills?
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you. Yes, I've been Matt.
Oh, and I've been Mills.
And this has been Taste the Rainbow. Enjoy. See you next week.
Bye-bye.